time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
A stereotype's a thought that may be adopted about a specific type of individual, but that belief may or may not accurately reflect reality. These are what stereotypes are. Examples of stereotypes are cheap Jews, Jewish grandmothers, Jewish mothers, police at donut shops, and deeply religious people as intellectually, scientifically, or otherwise mentally handicapped. The word stereotype comes back from when people used to do sculptures, and to do a cast of a sculpture, to make a plaster cast, you would make a stereotype. You would make something that looked exactly like a one-off. Now, while you could change the original sculpture, as it was made out of marble, you cannot change the stereotype. Once it's set, that's how it is. We do this with people, and while pigeonholing people is effective, it's not fair. We don't give the victims of our racial profiling a chance to be other than who we define them to be. God is not rigid or uptight. At least the God I know isn't. I'm Rabbi Brian of Religion Outside the Box, and I'm therefore qualified to tell you my views on God. Religious folk know that real religion doesn't fit into boxes like that. Real religion is fluid and not fixed. Real religion's about the present moment. Not about lost regrets or ungrounded fear. Real religion is fluid, not fixed. There are two psychological notions that keep us in our thinking about religion, life, and God from changing. One is a notion of correspondence bias, illusory correlation or observation bias. It keeps us stuck in our thinking, in stereotyping. The second is called inattention blindness, and it's what keeps us from seeing things that might be patently obvious, except we just can't see them. When was the last time you really saw your partner, your child, your boss anew? I'm convinced Jane can't cook, and she's convinced that I don't clean, and quite unconsciously we walk around collecting data to support our own view. But all relationships change except between two statues. All relationships are dynamic and change. So how about your relationship with God, howsoever you understand that word? When was the last time you let God have a new chance, a start over? You probably harbor some resentments about God, and I do too. I get that. But like with a parent, I don't like the idea of not having a good relationship with God, so I put things under the carpet. And I'm a rabbi. Chances are you didn't have the vocabulary when you were little to be able to formulate a relationship with God articulately. Let me help. I'd like you to have a charismatic relationship with God, where your relationship with God is substantive and real, as opposed to an apophatic relationship with God. Apophatic meaning that God is privative, lacking in substance, where it's God is defined as not being. So I'd like to challenge you to figure out the answers to the sentence, God is blank. God is blank to me. I know God blanks. With lots of love, I'm Rabbi Brian.